Today is the International Day of Happiness. The United Nations had an event to mark the occasion, and it released the 2017 World Happiness Report. Now, the idea of ranking countries by their levels of happiness might seem a bit weird. Surely there are always some people who are miserable while others are thriving. NPR's Allison Aubrey investigates.
Every year, researchers ask people in 155 countries to evaluate their lives. They ask a range of questions aimed at understanding key factors that contribute to a happy life. For example,
it's a simple question, yes or no. In times of trouble, do you have family or friends to count on?
He says other questions look at health, education, income, as well as levels of freedom and trust in government. And who comes out on top?
The top country this year is Norway, followed by Denmark, Iceland, and Switzerland.
So what makes a country happy? I was curious. So I made a phone call.
Norwegian Embassy, good afternoon.
I was put through to John Uslebo. He's the Minister of Cultural Affairs. And why does he think Norwegians top the list?
I'm quite sure that access to free higher education, access to high quality health services would be part of it.
There's also generous social support programs. For instance, new parents are entitled to almost a year of leave with pay. And the physical surroundings are beautiful too.
Space, fresh air. I think Norwegians have many, many reasons to be satisfied.
Another factor, of course, is the economy. Overall, Norway is a pretty wealthy country, in part due to oil. But even though oil prices have declined, Norwegians' level of happiness has risen.
Absolutely. There is more to it than money.
At a time when income inequality has expanded in many countries, Norway has no big gap between rich and poor, and there's no big gender gap either.
I think the interesting thing about the happiness index is what we can learn from it, and more importantly, what we can apply.
That's Tal Ben-Shahar. For years, he taught a course on the science of happiness at Harvard. This year, the U.S. is ranked 14th on the global happiness index, slipping one spot from last year. Ben-Shahar says this isn't a big deal. After all, the survey relies on blunt measures. But he says the divisiveness created by our political climate seemed to play a role.
There is less trust today in the political system in the United States. There is distrust among people because a feeling of us versus them.
He says there's lots of science to show that the loss of trust can erode people's sense of well-being.
One of the most important determinants of happiness is trust.
And without a sense of shared values, it can be a challenge to rebuild that trust. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.